Fairgoers were lined up to get milk at the dairy bar, view the butter sculpture, maybe have an ice cream sundae or yogurt, and check out champion cows. Dairy Day is a time to honor the biggest chunk of our agriculture economy. Bill Miracle of Ashmar Farms is enjoying the recent yogurt boon.
It's promising if we can keep the interest in it up. You know, the people, you know, I'm hoping it's just not a fad.
But he also notes he has to work elsewhere to make ends meet on the farm, partly due to what he calls failed political promises on milk prices.
Yeah, I mean, if we could get the prices up of our milk, that would make it a whole lot better for everybody. You know, paying higher prices for everything, but yet getting the same prices for their milk they got 25, 30 years ago.
Justicia para los trabajadores.
Justice for farm workers.
A group outside the fair was looking for more respect for dairy farm workers, often immigrant labor. Workers Center of Central New York organizer Rebecca Fuentes, through a translator, shared the conditions relayed by one upstate laborer.
En nuestro trabajo hay muchísimos peligros. Se nos dan trabajos.
In our job, there are many unsafe conditions. We're assigned jobs where we have to handle chemicals but are not given the appropriate equipment or training. We have to work with dangerous machinery that's in bad condition.
Fuente says that's coupled with poor living conditions and 12-hour days for an estimated 2,600 undocumented workers. Union officials joining the protest say access to fair labor laws and organizing could help. Dairy pumps almost $9 billion into the state economy. The workers say they harvest that bounty, but don't get much of it. Chris Bolt, WAER News.